This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Community banks are, in a lot of ways, a throwback to the days when banking was mercifully boring. Taking deposits and making loans, personal relationships with their clients, which are local businesses and, you know, people. And according to a report from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, boring has stood community banks in good stead. In the third quarter, that is July through September, community banks saw their net income jump 10% over a year ago. And a year ago, remember, was in the before times when things were normal. So Marketplace's Justin Ho got on the phone with some community bankers to find out what's been working.
Community banks were in a good position to do well over the past few months. In addition to their usual deposits and lending, they collected fees for processing Paycheck Protection Program loans for their business clients and for refinancing mortgages for their individual customers. Chris Duncan, a senior loan officer at LaSalle State Bank in Illinois.
That income that we've earned this year far surpasses what we've experienced in the past by many multiples of 10.
Banks have also been making a lot of new loans with interest rates near record lows. Peter Alden is CEO of Bay State Savings Bank in Massachusetts.
Commercial mortgages, residential mortgages, commercial lines of credit, commercial term loans, you know, core meat and potatoes bank lending.
Alden says low interest rates also mean banks can pay less to savers. Bay State Savings Bank has reduced rates on its savings accounts, money market accounts, and CDs.
Because rates have come down with the Fed, we've been able to move our deposit costs down on a product-by-product basis to improve our margin.
But low interest rates also mean those new loans the banks are making aren't earning much in interest, says Chris Duncan at LaSalle State Bank.
We're earning much lower rates on mortgage loans, on commercial loans. All the rates are so much lower.
Meanwhile, this year's windfall of fee income won't last. So Duncan's bank is trying to cut costs where it can. It outsourced the management of its ATMs. That'll help the bank save money on maintenance and labor. It's also installing new technology to make its tellers more productive.
I think banks really are going to be looking at every possible opportunity to try to find a way to cut costs and increase efficiencies.
Banks are also concerned about the financial health of their borrowers. Nathan Rogge, CEO of the Bank of Southern California in San Diego, says he's planning accordingly.
Not that we're seeing any deterioration today, but just kind of looking forward and needing to be conservative and thinking about what does this look like for our commercial real estate clients or hospitality or restaurants.
So, Bank of Southern California is setting aside some fee income to cover any loans that might go bad. Rogge says he's worried that commercial real estate clients might start to see more vacancies.
What are the vacancy rates going to be going forward? Are businesses going to need the same amount of real estate? You know, would they be able to make their mortgage payment on that building?
Rogge says banks will downsize their real estate footprints too. His bank closed 3 branches this year because, he says, banking is moving online. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.